You live here from Brookdale Community College at the Collins Arena, getting set, locked and loaded for a busy day of high school basketball here from the home of the Jersey Blues. Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, your on-air team today for three of the quarterfinal games of the Boys Short Conference Tournament. Game number one completed just a little bit ago. Lakewood has advanced into the semifinal, beating Mattawan 57-42. We will start things off with Colts Neck and Toms River North, followed up by Manasquan and Jackson Memorial, and then Manalapan and Point Beach. So a whole lot of activity. And as I say, good afternoon to my broadcast partner, my buddy up here, Kevin Williams. Kevin, what has been a theme this year in the Short Conference, I think, has been pretty good balance up and down. Without even though Lakewood is the number one seed, I don't know that anyone would consider them a clear-cut favorite to win the Short Conference tournament. And for the first time in a long time, Ocean County has some representation on this day, this Sunday that is always now the quarterfinal day.
Matt, couldn't agree with you more, and I think that is the theme of this year at the Jersey Shore. Parity much more than dominance. As a matter of fact, honestly, I don't know that there's hardly any difference between at least the top five seeds in this tournament, and there's never been a year in which really the number one seed went into this one as a less convincing number one seed than maybe in any years past. And that's not a knock on Lakewood. It's just a matter of fact this year. It's a wide open year in the Shore Conference tournament. It leads a lot of fans thinking this is the year their school can win an SCT, in some cases for the first time ever. And we start with the 4-5 game. The winner of this one will get to play Lakewood on Wednesday night. It'll be Colts Neck and Toms River North.
Let's talk about Colts Neck first. They are the four seed, 18-3 so far on the season. They had a bye in the opening round and then beat number 13 Southern Regional in the round of 16, 64-45. This Cougar team has some experience, and this has been a team, Kevin, that has emerged the last couple of years as, you know, seemingly a contender for this spot just about every season, the last three or four in recent memory. Lou Pacola, in his 15th year, he has done a great job making this Colts Neck program pretty substantial and pretty meaningful just about every season.
And Colts Neck, of course, wins the Class A North Championship this year, second year in a row for them. And last year, Matt, they got to the Shore Conference Finals, losing to Neptune. This year, of course, they'd like to take the step further, and they bring back a lot of guys who were key components of last year's team, including Brandon Federici and Tim Vangelis, just to name a couple. Most of these guys have been here before, have played in these big games, and you wonder if that might not be a factor against the Toms River North team that honestly has not been at this level in quite some time.
And meanwhile, for Toms River North, two wins to get into this spot. They played an opening round game as the five seed, had to beat number 28 Keensburg 62-49, knocked off Ocean in a pretty good one in the round of 16, 47-36. 21-2 the Mariners are. Boy, their best season in probably just about forever, if not forever, Kevin. The Mariners have been rolling pretty much from start to finish this year.
Yeah, and you know, I think they sneak up on a few people in terms of the wins-loss record. They dominated Class A South, won the division title with a 13-1 record, losing only to Southern Regional in conference play. And under second-year coach Rory Caswell, the Mariners have been a team that have not always been awfully impressive. They've had games in which they've sort of, you know, let off the throttle a little bit and been stymied. But when this team puts things together, they are very, very capable of playing with anyone on the Shore Conference. And I think they feel like, hey, they've got just as good a chance to win this thing as anyone else. And the fact of the matter is, right now they do.
Yeah, they certainly do. They've got good size. They've got good balance. They've got good athletic ability. Rory Caswell in his second year as the head coach for the Mariners. You know, if you haven't been to this Brookdale Arena, it was redone several years ago, and it really has become a nice venue for these games. The quarterfinals yesterday of the girls were all top four seeds advanced into the semifinals. The boys' quarterfinals today, Tuesday and Wednesday. Kevin and I will be back on the air. We will do the girls' semifinals with Red Bank Catholic, St. John Vianney, Middletown South and Point Pleasant Borough playing in those games. And then on Wednesday night, we'll be back here doing the boys' semifinals before we culminate a week-long stretch of Shore Conference game doing the boys' final on Saturday for Monmouth University. But the semifinal games will be here as well. And as the crowd continues to come in, it really is a very busy day. And, Kevin, this arena has really provided a nice home for the Shore Conference tournament.
They certainly have, and they've done a really, really good job. The people here at Brookdale the last couple of years of hosting this logistically, it's a good location, and I think for the most part the fans have been very comfortable in coming here the last couple of years. You know, Matt, I think the matchup tonight that we will watch is the one in the middle. You know, we know about Solly Stansbury from our coverage of the WOBM Christmas Classic, but a guy who was sort of the sixth man for Colts Neck last year, James Sobieski, has really emerged as the inside force on this team. And to me, for North to be successful today, Stansbury has to emerge the winner in that battle. If Sobieski plays him even up or gets the best of the play, I don't know if the Mariners can overcome that. Colts Neck clearly has the player, the scorer in this tournament, in Federici, the senior guard, who averages over 21 points per game. He'll be counted on to provide the offense, and I think North will really have a trouble matching up with him. So to me, Stansbury, Solly has to have a big game inside for the Mariners.
Let's take a peek at our starting lineups for today. Let's do Tom Zerver North first. The Mariners are the 5 seed. They will be in their dark blue uniforms tonight. Tom Zerver and Mariners across the chest with the gold numerals. It'll be number 11, Damian Singleton, to play in the backcourt. He is joined by junior number 14, Kyle Carrington. Number 3 is Evan Martin. Carl Blum wears number 24. He starts along with number 32, Solly Stansbury. The starters for Colts Neck, Luke Lolima, number 11. Number 14 is Chris Riley. Number 15, Tim Vangelis, will play a guard spot as well. Number 31, James Sobieski, will jump center. And as Kevin mentioned, the team's leading scorer, Brandon Federici, he is a senior, averaging 21.5 points per game. The opening tip is up, and it is won by the Cougars, who will wear their white uniforms today and start this game moving left to right on your radio dial. At the foul line, it's Vangelis going to kick it in the right corner. 3 on the way, way off the mark by O'Reilly. And the loose ball picked up by Singleton. Singleton stops his dribble just as he crosses the timeline. Going to flip off to his left for Kyle Carrington. Carrington in the left corner for Blum. Jumper on the way. That's off the mark and no good. Rebound tipped up a couple of times, and it's finally cleared by Lalimo, smallest guy on the floor. Federici up ahead. He's on the left sideline. Gets a screen. Stops. Leaves off for Sobieski. Back to Federici. Left wing. Around the perimeter. Colts Neck slowing it down here. Lolima going to flip off to O'Reilly. Dribbles a couple times to his right. Back to Lolima in the right corner. We've played a minute. No score between Colts Neck and Tom Zerver North. Lolima dumping down low. Sobieski kicks up high. Nice move. Ball fake by Federici. Going to drive down the left side of the lane and lay it up and in.
Interesting matchup. Stansbury on Federici. They set a screen, got him open. He drove the basket, first points of the game.
Federici plays up top against Blum, who hands off now on the far sideline for Carrington. Bounce down low for Stansbury. Goes glass. Wild shot, no good. Solly gets his rebound back. Left-hand putback attempt is off the mark. And now the loose ball cleared by Colts Neck. Lolima drives to the basket. He's fouled going down the right side of the lane. Hacked at by either Blum or Martin. Referee will have his choice. I believe it's going to be Evan Martin to be whistled for the foul. It'll be his first and the team's first. It is a shooting foul. That'll put Luke Lolima, the 5'7 senior, to the free throw line.
Lolima, the point guard on this Colts Neck team, did a good job as he broke down Martin and beat him to the basket. Sends him to the line. He makes the first of two.
Second attempt on the way. Rattles front rim, back rim, and drops in. It is Colts Neck 4, Tom Zerver North nothing. 6:20 to go in the opening quarter. Here's Damian Singleton looking to penetrate, leaving it off for Stansbury. Inside from the left, and Stansbury will lay it off the glass to get Tom Zerver North on the board.
Singleton, great job of breaking down the defense, and once he penetrated, it was the easy dish off to Stansbury.
Federici, pullback jumper, step back from the left side, and he will knock that in, his second basket, and a 6-2 advantage for Colts Neck. This is Carrington now going to pull out and reset. on the right side. Blum looking to drive. Floater in the lane is good. Carl Blum, the 6'4 senior who averages 4 points per game, makes it a 6'4 advantage. Full court pressure and a steal by Tom Zivernorth. Carrington almost gave it away. Sobieski on the floor. Federici on the floor. Blum picks up the loose ball and will get called for a traveling violation.
Matt, I think the one area North might have an advantage here is quickness in the backcourt. Carrington and Singleton are indeed very quick. They could present matchup problems for the Cougars. Would not be surprised to see some pressing here to try and force turnovers.
Both of these teams playing a three-guard, two-forward alignment. O'Reilly, right corner. Up top, almost taken away by Carrington. Federici, the three, well short. And up ahead of the field, here's North looking to run. Stansberry, one-on-one, right side layup, no good. Put back attempt, laid up and in by Carrington. 6-6 the score, 5:05 to play in the first quarter. Again, that pressure making Colts Neck have to work the ball up court. Lalima sets the offense. At the half-court circle, flips off to his left. This is O'Reilly looking to free himself open for a shot. Vangelis now gets a touch on the left wing. O'Reilly in the left corner. Man-to-man defense here for Tom Zivernorth. Sobieski gives back to Vangelis, right wing. Federici maybe got away with a walk. Another tough jumper. That one short from the right side, and Blum picks up the loose ball. Here comes Tom Zivernorth. They like to run. Singleton coast-to-coast down the right side of the lane, up and in for his first basket, and the Mariners have grabbed their first lead at 8-6.
Blew right past Lalima, just could not keep up with him. Took it all the way to the basket.
Lalima picks up his dribble. Turnover. Stansberry picks up a loose ball. That pressure really giving Colts Neck problems. Carrington going to give back to Singleton. He'll get called for a travel. Didn't put the ball down on the floor. First substitution checking in here. It's a Mariner player. It's number 22, the 6'2 guard Ron Marinaccio, to get some time off the bench. He will replace Carl Blum, who will take a seat. 4:08 to go here in the opening quarter. It is Tom Zivernorth 8, Colts Neck 6. Federici leaves off O'Reilly. Open man is Vangelis from the right baseline. That's off the mark. And the loose ball picked up by Blum. Goes behind his back. Again looking in transition. He'll go coast to coast. His shot was blocked. But the putback attempt by Stansberry is up and in for Tom Zivernorth, who now leads 10-6.
Well, the key so far is the Mariners blowing past the defense and getting inside. And even on the miss, Stansberry able to finish it off. 8 straight for the Mariners.
Vangelis from the right wing. It's O'Reilly right corner. Federici posting up down low, but they can't get him the ball. Lalima now gets it and will reset with 3:20 to go in quarter number one. Around the perimeter from right to left. Down low on the block. Federici gets it off the double team from Sobieski and will lay it up and in off the glass. 6 for Federici. 10-8 lead Tom Zivernorth coming up on 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. Singleton goes right past Lalima, drives, dish off the defensive rotation, and Marinaccio is there, the recipient of the assist. He's got 2, and now 12-8, Tom Zivernorth.
Where Lalima's going to have to get help out front. He cannot stay with Singleton.
Vangelis just stepped on the sideline. Again, that pressure from Tom Zivernorth causing problems. Another turnover. Checking into the game, Julian Williams, number 10 for Tom Zivernorth. He's a 5'11 senior guard. And first man off the bench for Colts Neck.
Jake Mullaney and Eddie Rematic, right? In for the Cougars. They're bringing 2 guys, I believe.
2:45 left. Again, Marinaccio down low. Stansberry there. They'll call it on the floor. He did miss, did make the layup, but instead a foul was called beforehand. It will be charged to Eddie Rematic. His first personal foul, team's first. We've had a well-played first quarter so far. Team's kind of getting up and down the floor pretty easy. Marinaccio throws in up top for Williams. Couple of dribbles to his right. Marinaccio in the right corner. Wanting Stansberry down on the block. Rominick has him in kind of a 2-3 matchup zone set right now for Colts Neck. Williams for Singleton. Carrington open from the left side. Stops and pops and will drain the three-pointer. Carrington with 5, and the lead is 7 for Tom Zivernorth, 15-8.
Good patience by the Mariners to attack the zone until they got the open look on the 3.
Up court quickly, it's Jake Mullaney. Rominick got a touch. Now in the corner, it is Vangelis. taped left wrist. We'll flip off to Federici. Forces a three. May have been blocked by Marinaccio. He wanted the foul. And this will be an offensive foul in transition. Carrington a little out of control. And Lima had posted himself up and will take the charge. 1:56 to go in the opening quarter. Long day of basketball here. We'll do this one and two more if you're just joining us. And maybe in transition coming up here to the Collins Arena. Lakewood was a winner in game number one. They knocked off the Cinderella team of the tournament. Mattawan, the 24 seed. A little discussion going on right now.
Carl Blum has replaced Kyle Carrington. I don't know what the Rory Caswell.
Well, they didn't put the foul up on the board. I'm not sure if it's maybe a discussion as to, and now yeah. That's exactly what's happening. There's a reconfirmation that the foul was on Carrington. It's his first and the team's second. Sideline inbound for Colts Neck on the far side. Lima has it, working against Williams. Look at that harassing defense. Lima going to have a tough day, I think, today. Stop gives off to his right. Vangelis has it right corner. Flip up top for Lima. Back to Vangelis. Romanek posting up inside. Lima gets it back. And a foul will come away from the ball. It's going to be charged, I believe, to Julian Williams. It'll be his first and the team's third. Kevin, the one thing I've noticed with this defense from Toms River North is they put Stansberry up at the top of the zone defense, and it's giving Lima a heck of a problem looking over the top.
I agree, Matt. And there's Federici with a three from the corner.
Off the inbound to make it 15-11. North quickly back the other way. Blum trying to answer with a three of his own. That's off the mark. Loose ball picked up by Williams. Back to Singleton. Now Blum left wing. 75 seconds to go in the opening quarter. It is Toms River North, the 5 seed, leading number 4, Colts Neck, 15-11. Crossover going left is Singleton. Hands off to Marinaccio. Stops, picks up his dribble between the circles. Feeds left for Singleton. Back now, and here comes the patient set from Toms River North with 60 seconds to go. Marinaccio is open. Skip pass. Open is Williams. His three on the way from the right side. That's off the mark. Stansberry using his height to get the offensive rebound. The putback attempt was no good, and he's called for a travel.
Well, things going pretty well for the Mariners. They missed the shot, but Stansberry grabbing the offensive rebound called for steps. Cougars have had trouble with Solly boxing him out underneath.
Able to break the pressure this time quickly. Vangelis was blocked by Blum. Offensive rebound by Federici. He gets it and the foul. What a quarter for Brandon Federici. We know he is a scorer at 21.5 a game, but as he will step to the free throw line here, he's got a chance for a dozen points already in this first quarter.
Well, we said, Matt, he would be the one that would present matchup problems for the Mariners, and he really has. He's also taken just about all the shots, but I don't think that's to be surprised. He is the key offensive player in this game. North going to make a substitution, bring in Jared Rankins. Give Stansberry a little break here late in the first quarter.
Free throw up and good. Sobieski in, Federici out. 41 seconds to go. Let's see what Toms River North does here. They've led by as many as 7. That has been trimmed to 1. 6-0 run right now for Colts Neck. It was 15-8. Looks like North maybe hold for one.
I agree. I think they're going to hold for that last shot.
Carrington for Singleton. Singleton patiently bounces with his left, now right hand, sporting the bright orange high tops. He's easy to find. Gets it back now with 10 seconds. Around the perimeter, Blum has it left wing. Back to Singleton with 5. Wants a screen from Blum. Rolls off of it, goes left. Leaves for Blum. Going to take one as the clock expires and rattles off the rim. We have played one, and as you would expect in the 4-5 game, it has been a good one. It is Toms River North 15, Colts Neck 14. We're back in 30 seconds with more of the Boys Shore Conference Tournament quarterfinals here on the Shore Sports Network.